Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
So, for the last week, I've been playing Super Hot. Now, Super Hot's not a brand new game. Came out last February. I picked it up during the Steam Holiday Sale. It's available on the PC. It's available on the Xbox One. It is a first-person shooter in which... You know, if you looked at it, you'd be like, this looks kind of dumb because it looks like a 90s VR game.
Sure.
It's real blocky. It's white backgrounds and there are red bad guys. Red bad guys start out with canes that they run after you with. Then they have handguns. Then they have shotguns. Then they have machine guns. So the game gets more and more difficult. So what happens is you drop into the game and the big hook is that time only moves when you do. So if you stand still, nothing happens. If you move slowly, time moves slowly.
So does that help you with gameplay then? Because if you need a moment to figure it out, like where you're going to go next, you just stop?
It's very much a first-person shooter, but it's really a puzzle game. So what happens is, for example, a guy in front of you has a handgun and he's shooting at you. You have nothing but your fists. But if you stop, you can move out of the way of the bullet as you move slowly. So think bullet time. So you dodge out of the way of the bullet. You slowly walk up to this guy, punch him. He will drop his gun. You can then grab his gun in midair and then shoot him. And if you're like, I don't want a bunch of bloody grass. No, he's a glass man. He just shatters. And that's the whole thing, is that the game is really built around... It's a first-person shooter puzzle, and it's fascinating. Each puzzle or segment or level lasts a very short period of time. So, like, after you get through a couple of these different encounters, it'll be the end of a level. So then it will go back and play it for you in real time. And in real time, it lasts 5 or 10 seconds. It might take you anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes, and it's very easy for you to lose, but it quickly loads and you can start again. It's called Super Hot, and again, it's very much a puzzle game. And I think my favorite part of the entire game that I thought was just the most clever was at one point you load into this level and you're in an elevator. And there are three guys with handguns and you've got your fist.
You gotta figure out how to get away.
You have to figure out how to get all three of these guys. And by the way, by the time you get to the third guy, the elevator is opened and there are two guys with shotguns on the other side of the elevator.
Them.
And you have to figure it all out. But again, Sure. It's just a puzzle, but it's a puzzle in a really different way.
Now, for Super Hot, you mentioned you got it for the Steam sale, but it's a game that came out last year.
It did.
But you always look for Steam sales to be more of an independent game.
I love to get indie
games.
This
falls under that category?
Absolutely. If there's anything really wrong with it, it's just I feel like it is very expensive for what it is. I picked it up for $15. It took me about 3 hours to get through it. Now, that then unlocks kind of like an unlimited challenge mode and all this stuff. But I think full price, I want to say it's $25 or $30. And as cool as it is, I feel like that price point is pretty high for what you get. I even felt like $15, I was like,
Well, for any games, normally it's a lower price. Or if it's been out for now almost a year,
yeah,
it gets way low.
So to me, at $15, I felt like Super Hot was very much worth it. Again, it's on the PC, it's on the Xbox One, PlayStation 4 peeps. I don't know
no
what
go.
Happened. But maybe someday you'll get lucky.
That's the real puzzle, if you can get it on that.
Can you figure out why you didn't get it?
You're going to be moving very slow.
We're going to be going through stuff I picked up late last year for the next couple weeks in Riot Control. Remember, if you ever have a suggestion, you can always hit us up through riot.radiou.com.